This program is brought to you by Emory University.
This book report is brought to you by Emory Report.
My name is Shalom Goldman. I teach at Emory University in Atlanta. I'm the professor of Hebrew and Middle Eastern Studies. And my new book is Zeal for Zion, Jews, Christians, and the Idea of the Promised Land.
In the United States, 62% of the population said that they believe literally in the virgin birth. Over half the population says that they do not accept the theory of evolution. That is, Americans are deeply influenced by biblical ideas, Old Testament and New Testament ideas. American Christians read in Genesis, in the 10th chapter, that God allotted the land of the world to nations. And it tells you where all the peoples of the world come from, the children of Noah. Noah and his wife had three sons, and all of their descendants are the children of the earth. Well, this isn't, of course, a scientific idea, but it's a religious idea that has a hold on people. And if you keep reading in the Bible, you'll find that each of these descendants has a country. And the Hebrew people have a country that God gave them. And then, according to the Bible, God entered into a unique and special relationship with this people. And one of the points of my book is that this idea about Jews and the Promised Land is as old as American history. Well, it's as old as the British colonial idea in America. And it's an unbroken trend in American thought from then until now. And in this book and in the previous book, which is titled God's Sacred Tongue, Hebrew and the American Imagination, I show how this idea has been with us for over 300 years, surely. So that's kind of the main point of my book. And I use stories from American history, culture, and literature to indicate the strength of this idea. And I make the point throughout that what we today call Christian Zionism, the Christian support of the state of Israel, of the idea of Israel, long precedes Jewish Zionism. There were Christian Zionists in America before there were Jewish Zionists. The nature of American evangelical religion, which from the 1980s on dovetails very well with American conservative politics, the nature is pessimistic. That is, as opposed to liberal ideas, which speak about the progress, the betterment of humanity, the ultimate perfection of the world, conservative and evangelical thinkers tend to view humanity as not perfectible. Only God can perfect humanity, and only God in history can move humanity in the right direction. The history of the last century has been very depressing for everyone. It tells us something about humanity, human nature, that we didn't really want to know. People are capable of genocide, people are capable of great cruelty, people are capable of forgetting the past. So what is the one place, and here I'll quote Jerry Falwell, who died only last year, what is the one place where we can see God moving in history? The return of the Jews to their land. Jerry Falwell said, Israel is God's clock. If you want to see what's happening in history, you have to look at the clock. In 1948, the clock started to move again. The Jews returned to their land. And in 1967, 19 years after that, the Israelis conquered Jerusalem and God moved again in history. These are good things, according to this ideology. And it proves that there is a God to the people who believe this. It proves that God has a plan. In a world that seems out of control and controlled to a large extent by people who are out of control, this is a wonderful thing. And I think it's the crisis about the future of humanity. And here what I would include things like global warming, financial crises. When you have a crisis situation, people look for something stable. And few things encourage evangelical and other Christians more than the idea of Israel. Perhaps they're not always thrilled with the reality of Israel, but the idea of it just grabs them. Here, God's people, in God's land, something must be right with the world.
The preceding program is copyrighted by Emory University. Please visit us at emory.edu.